Researchers at North Carolina A&T State University are looking to bring high-powered technology to agriculture. As WUNC's higher education reporter Brianna Atkinson reports, the HBCU is collaborating on ways to incorporate artificial intelligence into farming.
When people picture a working farm, Dr. Harmandeep Sharma says most of us have one image in mind.
Working in the soil, like whole day.
Sharma is a research professor at North Carolina A&T State University. She says while that isn't an inaccurate perception, it's also not the full picture. At the University Farm in Greensboro, Sharma's rows of crops are embedded with sensors. Her hands aren't full of soil, but instead gripped to a remote control.
Backward transition.
Overhead are drones. Sharma says her lab, and many others, have entered the era of agriculture 5.0.
Data-driven agriculture. So we are not just collecting data, we are also analyzing data, and then we are trying to change our practices based on the information we are getting out of those data sets.
Nowadays, that means artificial intelligence. Recently, NCA&T joined forces with NC State University and the analytics firm SAS to bring more AI into agriculture. John Gatula is SAS's principal advisor for AI. He says the technology helps researchers make crisper conclusions faster.
By placing it into people's hands with that background and subject matter expertise, the people are able to adopt our technology and suddenly start doing more with data.
The sensors attached to Sharma's plants continuously collect data. They measure conditions from air temperature to carbon dioxide levels to how much water is moving through the stems of a leaf. That information is fed into the AI platform, which Dr. Sharma says can make crucial predictions.
I have the capacity to generate hundreds of models at one time and then ask artificial intelligence to compare those models and provide me what is like the champion model, the best predictive model for any data set.
Work that would take Sharma days is boiled down to minutes. The models suggest optimal water levels, sunlight, or other conditions for the plants to thrive. Sharma uses these hypotheses to guide experiments on precision agriculture, a type of sustainable farming that uses data science to reduce the resources used to grow crops.
It's not just environmentally sustainable because we are not polluting our waters, but it also helping farmers with the money because they are not overspending on fertilizers, which are not helping their crops in any way.
The point of the collaboration with SAS and NC State is to help farmers. The universities will share research findings through their cooperative farming extensions, as Gatula from SAS explains.
We are able to help bring the benefits of AI, those CRISPR decisions that increase the value of farming products. We are able to get that in the hands of growers who may be smaller and less resourced than, you know, those with tens of thousands of acres.
In Dr. Sharma's plant sensor lab, her specific focus is to help small-scale and underserved farmers grow high-value crops. Her research is on fresh market tomatoes, industrial hemp, and hot peppers. She hopes her AI findings can tell farmers precisely how much water and fertilizer to use.
If we can provide them guidelines how to grow these crops, and if they can just follow that, again, the target is to reduce their input cost to grow those crops sustainably, and they can also make like livelihood out of it.
Brianna Atkinson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.